The pandemic is a drag. There's no way around it. One good fix, a furry, fuzzy, clumsy, cuddly puppy. Pet adoption skyrocketed during the stay-at-home order in March, and the run on quarantine companions doesn't seem to be letting up. For those who long dreamed of welcoming a pet into their life, the pandemic presented an opportunity. Lots of free time spent at home. That's what finally made Amanda Bales crack. She'd been waiting until she was more settled. She used to move a lot for work and didn't think it would be the right time to get a dog until she had a house with a yard and a doggy door. Then COVID happened. The English lecturer found herself working remotely.
That was definitely at a point where I was still completely, you know, like isolation, like I wasn't even going to the store, etc. And I was basically like, if I don't have some sort of like mammalian contact, I'm going to lose my mind.
She had a vision for what she wanted in a dog. Older, female, beagle-sized, and pretty lazy. Then she saw Axton.
Male and a puppy. He was 10 weeks old and, you know, like a variety of breeds, but there's definitely some pointer in there. So like definitely be exercised for a couple hours a day. The opposite of all the things that in my head, but it's absolutely true. I mean, like the minute, you know, I got him and got him home, we have, you know, he's been my best bud and it's been great.
Bales says this year is hard with politics and environmental catastrophes, let alone the pandemic.
With all of these things going on at the same time, like a creature who just has no idea that any of that is happening and is just like wakes up every morning joyful, it makes a massive difference. Everything else kind of seems tinged a little bit, except for him and like the way he's experiencing the world.
She's not the only one finding comfort in a quarantine pet. Stephanie Bureau works with Pet Central Helps, the organization that found Axton a home. Pet Central started in 2017. It's an entirely foster-based organization until they build a shelter for homeless pets. Bureau says so far this year, Pet Central has placed more than 650 dogs and cats, the vast majority after the pandemic began. It's a significant increase over the previous year. Bureau herself has had a fair number of animals pass through her home.
We have fostered 49 animals. We have our 49th currently in our house, and during quarantine alone, we have fostered 9.
Bureau says the foster-based model helps find better fits for forever homes. Foster parents get to know the animals' quirks and personalities, but it doesn't always work out. Owners have returned about 60 fur babies to Pet Central this year, either because they didn't get along with other family members or pets, or because the owners didn't anticipate the responsibility.
Even if you are home all the time to train them, it's still a lot of work to do it, and it does take a lot of patience. My brother adopted a puppy and he's kept him, but he definitely went through a phase in potty training where he thought he might lose it.
The Central Illinois Humane Society has seen a similar trend. Manager Jane Common says at the beginning of the pandemic, it was hard to even get animals into the shelter for adoption.
What I have noticed is that the people that ran out and bought dogs, I'm seeing some of those dogs and puppies come into the shelter now because people realize, oh, I'm back to work. I just don't have the time.
Still, Common says adoptions are going strong. She says the longest they've had an animal at the shelter is about 2 months. In normal times, some would be there nearly a year before they found a home. Now, Common says animals leave just as soon as they come in, even the more exotic animals.
Right now, we actually have a potbelly pig. His name is Taz, and he is just a love. And we already have somebody coming to look at him.
Common says there are some questions people need to ask themselves before getting a quarantine companion.
Are you looking at the whole family dynamic? Will, you know, the animal just slide right in there as your companion? Or, you know, is it just going to be a lawn decoration, more or less, to say, oh, I rescued a dog during the pandemic?
Common says she was originally worried that as the state gradually reopens and people return to relative normalcy, the shelter might get flooded with animals once again. So far, that hasn't been the case. I'm Dina Vollmer.